Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Welcome in. Happy post-Super Bowl Monday. The Bogey and Wojo show rolls on. Wojo will be back alongside me tomorrow night. And I can give you a little preview of how that show is going to go, at least how it's going to open. Bogey, you did it again, didn't you? You doubted Tom Brady and the Patriots. I knew they were going to make you look stupid. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to 6 o'clock tomorrow when he returns and basically just mocks me for a half hour, hour, or however long the show is going to be. So, you have that to look forward to. I'll have egg on my face, and it is what it is. But we got to open up, begrudgingly, with some Super Bowl discussion because, of course, whether you were bored or not, and I believe everyone out there was bored watching that game, nothing going on, zero fun, zero excitement, and the entire time all I could think about was, why couldn't we have gotten Chiefs-Saints? Why couldn't we have gotten Chiefs-Rams the rematch or something, anything else? And that isn't to say that I don't appreciate Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots dynasty and, you know, everything that they've been able to accomplish, but that was awful. And I'm glad, actually, that I went out, you know, to a bar to watch the game, because had I stayed home with my buddies, I may have gone to bed. I might have fallen asleep on the couch at the very least, because it truly was that brutal. And I know I heard Trey Wingo, on ESPN Radio, I believe, earlier today going, if you thought it was boring, shut up. You know, oh, it's so boring, but I'm going to continue to watch. Shut up. No. We can complain all we want. It was boring. Now, we were going to watch because what else are we going to do? What else are we going to turn on? Nothing. Okay? There was nothing else. We waited all year. You wait every year for this. You're watching the entire Super Bowl, all 4.5 hours, whatever it is. Okay? But I want to attack this in a couple of ways because I think there were a lot of, you know, thoughts, prevailing thoughts, conclusions that you can draw after watching the Super Bowl and everything that went along with it, you know, the festivities, the halftime show yesterday. So finish this sentence for me. Watching the Super Bowl, I learned blank. The phone number is 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. In addition to that, I want to kind of jump off of what Hatchett was talking about earlier on the Valeni show when he made this proclamation that he is now an employee of the Detroit Lions because he believes that the Lions are well on their way to winning a Super Bowl. I don't think I misrepresented that at all, but Hatchett can go ahead and tell me I'm wrong if he wants to.
Winning a Super Bowl.
But as a Lions fan, after watching the playoffs, watching the Super Bowl yesterday, do you legitimately feel closer or further away from being relevant, from being an actual contender? And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. As far as the Lions are concerned, I know it's easy to sit there and say, well, Matt Patricia, you know, really learned under Bill Belichick. He's going to do it his way. He's going to do it the way that he learned in a winning environment in New England. Okay, and I understand how it looks and how that, you know, can be a thought maybe in Lions fans' minds. The only problem is, if you look deeper, Matt Patricia was a welcomed subtraction, I think, inside their football building. I don't think Bill Belichick and the Patriots were really devastated when Matt Patricia left. If you remember, to start that season, his last season as the defensive coordinator, the defense was a joke. It was a disaster, and it wasn't until Bill Belichick stepped in and kind of took over the reins and was like, yeah, we need to figure this out. That's when the Patriots D started to play better. And if you remember, Bill Belichick was openly facilitating interviews and requests, and, you know, it seemed like he was trying to get Matt Patricia out, okay? Whereas you compare it to the situation with Brian Flores, okay, who finished his, you know, last game as defensive coordinator for the Patriots yesterday. I thought, had a masterful game plan. Loved the call on the blitz. They changed coverages at the last second. They're able to sack Jared Goff. To me, that's a guy who peaked and finishes on a high and is a guy that truly will be a loss in the New England Patriots organization as he goes and he'll be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I would be more happy with Flores as the head coach finishing the way he did in New England than Matt Patricia, who kind of lost control of the defense and needed to basically turn things over to Bill in order to, you know, I don't know, get things turned around the rest of the way. I think those are real things, and those are issues. Not to mention the Patriots-Lions comparison. It stops when you talk about Matthew Stafford versus Tom Brady. Matthew Stafford makes more money to do less and play worse than a guy like Tom Brady and doesn't have the leadership skills, doesn't have the fire, the passion, the intensity, or the clutch gene that Tom Brady has. So you can forget about, you know, that type of comparison. I just don't see how you walk away from the playoffs, you walk away watching the Patriots and go, boy, I feel good about what Matt Patricia's got and where this team is heading. But if you're a Lions fan, do you have that belief? Do you have that thought? Again, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Now, again, I want you to finish this sentence. Watching this Super Bowl, I learned blank. And in my mind, the simple answer to that is that Bill Belichick was what? 1,000% spot on in trying to hand the keys over to Jimmy Garoppolo. Because he realized Tom Brady was almost becoming a hindrance to what the Patriots are trying to do. You drop any other quarterback, any other top 10 quarterback, solid quarterback in that Patriots offense yesterday, are they putting up more than 13 points? Are they putting up more than one touchdown? I think you can make that case. There were players, you know, open, freely running behind the Rams defense that Tom Brady wasn't seeing, was missing. And I know he took what the defense gave him. He found Julian Edelman. They found ways to, you know, basically change their approach mid-game. They threw out the game plan and just changed it all up. And they had enough success to win the game. But it is painfully obvious that Bill Belichick is everything to the New England Patriots. That Tom Brady is no longer, you know, one of the key ingredients in their success. And you look at how they were able to go about slowing down Sean McVay and that offensive attack. It was a thing of beauty. And I know I said to open the show, it was unbelievably boring because, look, entertainment, you want points. You want big plays. You want, you know, offense. That's what is going to get people all excited. I think that's part of the reason why the ratings for the game specifically were actually down. I believe down, you know, the worst in like 10 years or whatever it is. Because people do want big, crazy, you know, back and forth type of things to happen. You don't want it to be a field goal and punting contest. And that's what we got. But the way Bill Belichick essentially confused the crap out of Jared Goff and confused the crap out of Sean McVay and didn't allow the Rams to operate the offense they had done for basically the previous 19 weeks of the year, it's incredible. And that's what separates the guy from anyone else. I was watching ESPN this morning, Get Up or whatever it's called. Dan Orlovsky was on. We give Orlovsky a lot of crap around here because, look, he's just a Matthew Stafford fanboy. He's his friend, and he defends him nonstop. He thinks Stafford is just this big stud that we need to love, and I hate that aspect of what Orlovsky does. But Orlovsky did an unbelievable breakdown of how on a play-action pass, Jared Goff has his back turned to the defense, as, you know, that's normal practice. You're going to turn your back on the play action, fake the handoff, turn around, and survey the defense once again. The Patriots were sending basically one look before the snap, and then as soon as it was snap and Jared Goff had his back to the defense, the coverage was changing. So by the time Jared Goff had faked it, stepped up in the pocket, and was seeing things again, everything was different. They were doing it after, you know, basically it was just up to Jared Goff to figure it out quickly. And for a young quarterback, that can be incredibly difficult, and I think you saw that on full display. So for the Patriots to go out there, basically scrap their game plan immediately, seeing what the Rams defense did and just taking what the defense gave them, finding Julian Edelman, finding different ways to attack and go about winning that game, not to mention the shifts and the adjustments that they made defensively to render Jared Goff and that Rams offense useless, that's got Bill Belichick written all over it. And to tie both of those together, that's why I don't feel great about Matt Patricia. That's why, you know, again, we've seen so many assistants under the Patriots, under Bill Belichick specifically, go elsewhere and not have any success. Brian Flores finished his, you know, career with the Patriots as the defensive coordinator on a much greater high than Matt Patricia did. I would feel good about Flores potentially going down to Miami and doing something as opposed to us when we ended up getting Matt Patricia here in Detroit. But the both of those things are out there for you. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I want you to finish this sentence for me, okay? Watching that Super Bowl, I learned blank. And as a Lions fan, after watching the playoffs, watching this season, and watching yesterday's game, do you feel closer or further away from being a contender, from being a team that could legitimately make a run in the playoffs to possibly win something of relevance?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.